The terms diversity and inclusion are used often and casually, but as we talk about those concepts, do we have a true sense of what they mean and how we get there in a meaningful way? Scott Welch has spent the past three decades crafting diversity and inclusion initiatives for Fortune 500 firms all around the world. He's turned his strategies into a book, 101 Ways to Enjoy the Mosaic, Creating a Diverse Community Right in Your Own Backyard. Scott Welch, welcome. Good to have you on Stateside.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So what would you say is the message of this book and what you're hoping to help people do?
So the main thing is that I realize after working in this field for so long is that people are in different places, right, in their journey around diversity, equity, inclusion. And they're always asking, how do I, once I have information, what do I do personally? It provides, 101 ways that are accessible, fun, but not to be taken lightly, because a lot of the exercises in there can actually lead to some really profound transformation. But we've made it, we've put it in such a way where people, they can understand it and they can actually embark upon their own personal journey. And while the book is written where an individual can have a great time with the book, I tell you what, it's best enjoyed in groups. And so that's, I wrote it with that in mind.
And to that point, your company, Global Bridge Builders, is described as an inclusion firm. What is that? With whom do you work and what do you do?
So we work in about seven different countries. We work from every organization, from city government, state government, entertainment agencies. We work with health systems. We work with manufacturing companies. We work with higher education. So, and what it is our focus is, and our motto, in fact, is innovation through inclusion. And so our focus, we are a very process-centered organization, and our focus is helping people understand that diversity is not an issue, it's an opportunity. Inclusion is an opportunity. And when you begin to leverage the different skill sets in the room, if properly managed, it leads to some amazing innovative opportunities, because heterogeneity or a diverse group, science and study show that they are actually much more creative over the long haul. And so in this marketplace where, the best ideas win and best ideas come from people, you want to leverage that and you want to create the best opportunity that you can by having a variety of people around the table making decisions. And so our focus at our firm is helping people work at the dynamic convergence of diversity and innovation.
And then taking those ideas and putting them in this book, is this for groups? Is this for individuals to try to build diversity into their own lives?
Yes, both. It's actually for both. It's one of those things where it's easy for the individual, but I think the power of it is when you can get a team, a community, a neighborhood, a school to really take this. And when you're trying to find different ways to cause people to grow or expand their capacity around cultural competency, this book provides a great way to do that. It's fun. It's engaging. I've written 101 stories around my own experience, because this is not just what I do, but it's who I am. And so it is something for communities or for the individual. But I tell you, if they just walk some of these exercises out, and my hope is that they walk all of them out, there's some really, really great things that can come as a result of it.
All right. So give us a sampling of some of these exercises from your book, Ways to Create This Diverse Community in Your Own Backyard. What are some of the most accessible, doable ideas you offer?
They're all pretty doable. The first way, in fact, is where we just say, break bread. And the whole idea is that one of the best ways to build community and learn about differences and appreciate them is have a meal with someone that's different from you. The dinner table, I always say, is the heart of community. And so one of the great ways to build bridges with someone, to build relationship, is sit down and have a meal with them. That's something that is universal across the planet. And so that's one of the simple ways. And you'll find out in that exchange that, I've often sat and I talk about my friend Neo, who is from Greece. We scheduled a 1.5-hour dinner, and 5 hours later, both of us and our families and our wives are sitting there just saying, this is really pretty amazing. And so it's, things like that. It's going to watch a movie with subtitles in the language that is not your first language. It's tracking your ancestry. It's there's so many different things that were right in the book. And it meets you wherever you are.
In fact, I have it opened, the book opened to Way 27, which is Research Your Ancestry. So you're saying circle back and dig into your own story. And Scott, there are people who may hear us talk and say, well, it sounds great, but I am so uncomfortable talking to other people about ethnicity or race or religion. In this thin-skinned day and age, I can't risk someone misconstruing what I'm saying or doing. How do you address those kinds of concerns? I'm sure you hear them.
I hear them a lot. The funny thing is, you know, is mistakes is something that we all have in common as human beings. And, you know, I think in order to growth does not happen in environments where we're not changed. And so we have to be willing to change if we're wanting to grow. Otherwise, we risk being irrelevant. And I can't think of anything sadder than waking up one morning and realizing that in some way you're not having the impact that you had really kind of wanted to have. And one of the ways to do that, you know, life is a full contact sport, right? And so you have to spend time with people, put yourselves in uncomfortable situations, because one thing's for sure is that safe is the new risky. And so you have to make sure that you extend your ability, your willingness to go into different environments. Otherwise, you risk, you know, in this day and age of this amazing and wonderful global kind of marketplace and community that we reside within, you risk the opportunity of really missing out.
What do you hope that your book could mean in the divided, bitter America we live in 2018?
Wow, you know, I guess my dream would be is that people would understand that some of the stuff, it's not weird, we're just different. And I hope that, you know, hence the name of my firm, Global Bridge Builders, I'd like for people to understand that you don't have to agree with someone all the time. And we can even disagree in an agreeable fashion. And so this book is about bringing people to the table and saying, you know, I didn't know that. One of the things I think that can all make us better listeners, one of the lessons I've learned is to exhibit empathy and pathos. And that is trying to put yourself in someone else's shoes. A lot of people that are, you know, I've learned a lot of people that are mean and kind of spew vitriol, it's because they have some incredibly painful pasts. And so I want to, the book is one of those things where, you know, you can experience some things together. One of the things that really marked me in my life is I had the opportunity to tour with Up With People many, many years ago as a lead soloist and a lead dancer. And we went to Dachau, just outside of Munich, Germany. And I had an opportunity to actually about 10 paces behind to go through Dachau with two of my just most dear friends, Undine Batz, who's German, and Amy Breslow, who is Jewish. And I watched them walk through that entire camp arm in arm. And I saw them sometimes collapse into each other's arms and cry. And I mean, and I knew I was in a very, very sacred moment. And so I stayed about 10 paces behind just to learn and to grab what I could from what I was seeing. And I think the real lesson in that is here are two young ladies that came from just completely diametrically opposed cultures. And yet they were brave enough to link arms with each other and say, you know what? I need to understand this through your eyes, and you can understand this through my eyes. And I think if we actually did that as people, we would be so much better informed, because you know what? We are so much better together than we are apart. I mean, I think, you know, vertical siloed type of communities, they get dumber by the moment. And so it is when we really try to link arms and kind of go through this gallery called life together with people that may be very different from us, is when we're better, we grow, we get stronger. And I just think it makes for a much more rich life.
His book is 101 Ways to Enjoy the Mosaic, Creating a Diverse Community Right in Your Own Backyard. Scott Welch, thank you so much for being with us on Stateside. Great talking with you.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.